If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school, you're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Jasmine Brand.
I'm Benny the Butcher.
It's his first time, so we had to break
him
in.
I feel like I'm in an intro. I thought y'all was supposed to do it.
No, you're part of it. We let everybody introduce themselves. That's like
that
the
fire.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The little round. And we like to see how fast people jump in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, y'all was testing me.
Yeah, that was a test.
Threw me out there.
Did he fail or did he pass?
He got like a C plus.
It was a little bit of a delay, but you
passed. I pass, so C plus, I take it.
But anyway, in all fairness, you've been super busy lately promoting the new album. Congratulations on that.
Thank
everybody
you,
can't
that.
Go.
Everybody cannot go.
I say that all the time.
Real shit.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for that. Why do you say it?
Ooh, child, because they'll hold you. Listen, you gotta let the anchor sink so you can swim. Yeah,
that's another album title.
Like you can't hold on to dead weight because it's gonna hold you back too. You gotta be able to keep it pushing.
Ooh,
I learned that in 2023. So going into 2024, everybody can't go.
Everybody can't go.
You was trying to bring everyone.
You already know me. Yeah. I got a whole school bus now. We going. We got a Van Hool bus. You know what I'm saying? We got everybody on the bus, but no. I'm on the Vespa these days by myself.
Yeah, I'm too nice. I'm too nice also, you know. But yeah, go ahead. So everybody can't go.
I'm the same way. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't go. It's out right now. Go get it. But I'm the same way. And I named the album that because that's what I'm dealing with in life in real time. You know what I'm saying? These new situations, this new, everything is new to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I love it. But everybody can't go. And I'm learning that. I'm trying to pass through new portals and new levels and shit. So, you know what I mean?
Was anybody offended when they heard that title? Because, you know, sometimes people take things personally and there's a reason why.
Mm-hmm. Were they?
You know,
they say, you talking about me. You trying to take shots.
Nobody said it directly, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm just being honest, man. I got like shit going on with, you know what I'm saying? People who I started with and I got like, you know what I mean? Family, friends, people who I work with. You know what I mean? It's like this shit not 10 years ago no more.
Right.
There's different shit going on. And I'm not going to sacrifice my my piece of my career to nobody. I don't give a fuck.
How do you judge who you cut off and who comes with you?
Man, it's simple. Whoever's in a position who's benefiting, like this is the thing about it. You got to hold a responsibility towards the collective. Okay. If you are benefiting off of this, you have to be bringing something towards this.
Assets.
You know what I'm saying? We not kids no more. We not little niggas no more. Right. You clearly have to be building with us to reap the benefits. Now, if you're around, if you somebody who don't do that, it's all good. Just take the small handouts when they come.
Right.
Don't expect the big shit. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
You know, I learned a long time ago, because I think my first job when I graduated, you know, I worked for Wu-Tang. And there's a lot of... Yeah, that was my first job from when I got out of college. I was assistant to the CEO. And, you know, obviously there's a ton of people that's around. And sometimes when there's a lot of people around, it's hard. Everybody's not going to, like, get a salary. You got to figure out how to make money and how to make sure that, that's like, it. What you're doing. And I used to watch... You know how things transpire, because some people will feel like you owe them things, and some people will know that I got to get in this position and then work and use this to get more things.
Right.
You know, and I'm always a fan of people using whatever relationships they get from working with me also to go and do what they need to do. So if we're working together and you're like, yo, can you introduce me to this person? If I feel comfortable, like, okay, they cool. I want you to use that relationship. Like, I want my friends to hang out with each other outside of me. I want my contacts to do business outside of me too.
But people don't understand. Mm-hmm. People don't know that's how this shit work. You get around and you use the door, you use the room. You know what I'm saying? You don't feed off me, you feed off the room like I am. I gave you access to the room. Some people think it's like I'm just around, you know what I'm saying? Hold me down, I'm just around, you know me, we go way back. I love you. It don't work like that though.
But there are some rules as far as when you introduce people to other people, right?
What are the rules?
Like, I'm going to ask you guys, like, what are the rules? Because there might be a business situation. Like, let's say I introduce you to somebody and I'm like, yo, you should meet this person. Mm-hmm. I feel like out of respect, I'm going to always hit the person up and be like, yo, thank you for introducing me to such and such. We work something out and we're going to be doing X, Y, and Z. Yeah. Like, I feel
100%,
like
that's a courtesy. Yeah.
100%. Mm-hmm.
That's like, just like etiquette.
If you introduce somebody some niggas in and you figure out they made like a 7-figure deal that you heard nothing about, you just see the ribbon getting cut. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to feel some type of way. You know what I'm saying? Whether you got a right to feel that way or you don't, you still going to feel it. We all human. You know what I'm saying? So it's just that etiquette. Like, yo, appreciate you for plugging me in or keep that person included in it.
Yeah, I think we have to realize sometimes our relationships also are valuable. I always talk about like the one time I realized that I did an introduction when Kendrick did that deal with Reebok. Mm-hmm. And I made that introduction and they flew me out to Vegas to whatever, make it happen. And Top Dog was like, make sure you get some money from. And they told me in the meeting, the first thing he said was, I wouldn't be here if Angela didn't set this up. So make sure y'all take care of her.
That's fire.
And so he made sure I got a check. It was like my biggest check ever at that time, you know, from putting that together. But yeah, if there's a huge deal on the table, somebody does an introduction, then they should get a little piece of something.
I ain't gonna lie though. There's probably niggas around who probably been watching this like, what are you talking about, bro? like, you forgot to hit me about that.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
Because, you know, shit do get chaotic. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes I forget even where some people I got introduced to them from. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't like... As a rapper, you know what I mean? Everybody, you know how this shit go. Y'all women, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't just deal with people once you introduce me to them. I like to fill them out. So I might forgot where I even knew this person from by the time we do some business or some shit. He been coming around for 2 or 3 years. You know what I'm saying?
So what's the proper way for somebody to hit you about that? Or should they? Mm.
Man, you just be like, yo, bro, you know, bro, that's my man. I'm gonna be like, damn. That is right. That's crazy, bro.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I'm going to hit you back.
I feel like it's awkward to bring it up. You know, I know there's no way that it's not going to be awkward, I feel like.
But I also feel like this. You see how he shouted you out? He had intentions on that. Mm-hmm. Anytime I've done it, I had intentions. So if somebody doesn't do that, maybe they being foul or... Maybe they just never had no, maybe they feel like this ain't because of you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Which is fair, because sometimes you don't know, you know, the entire scenario.
It's hard to know, because you know what? That's why it's important, though. And that made me realize that situation, because I wouldn't have asked for anything. Mm-hmm. So that made me realize that you also have to be really clear when you're doing something like, look, I'm going to do this, but, you know, make sure that you... Mm-hmm. You have to tell people in advance, because just them doing that for you off of good faith, they can or they cannot do that, you know? But
that's 100%.
And I feel like you should just take the L. Like, if you didn't get the, I mean, you know, if somebody didn't do what you feel like they should have did. You just like, oh,
but I also feel like it's important to communicate and say, I just want to, you know, look, no harm, no foul. Mm. I'm gonna take the L, but I do want to say I did
acknowledge it.
Do X, Y, and Z. Yeah. So, but man,
it go both ways too. Because I done got credit for shit that I had nothing to do with. You know what I'm saying? People want to look out.
And you say something like, "Yo, that ain't really me," or you just be like, "Oh, no problem."
It
anytime.
It depends. It depends. I'm like, "Oh yeah, I did do that, man. Real shit." But sometimes I, you know what I mean. It is what it is. Yeah.
Now, of course, you know we want to talk about this song. Trust is more valuable than love.
Mm.
Now, I want
to... It's not his song.
Because every time I hear that title, you know what I'm saying? Trust is more valuable than love. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's deep.
It's a conversation starter. Let's talk about it.
Can you trust somebody you don't love?
Can you trust somebody?
Isn't love like...
I can trust somebody I don't love. Yeah. I can definitely trust. I could trust them to be who they are. You know what I'm saying? You know, trust is not all about like positive shit. Trust is like, I could trust you to be a creep,
piece of shit.
So I know to keep my distance from you.
Okay.
That's what I'm just trying to say. It's like, you trust people to be who they are. You know what I'm saying?
See, when I heard this song, when you say trust is more valuable than love, I'm thinking about, I'd rather be with somebody who I trust necessarily than, you know, and people in my circle than who I love. But that's a hard distinction for me because,
I know like that you come hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, trust and love. When you love somebody, you trust them. You should be able to trust
them. Not always.
You should be able to trust the person you love. But you're right about that. I never even had that POV.
I'm saying trust them to be themselves.
I just learned something
today. Like, I know what type of shit this person on. Better than they self. You know what I mean? It's like, honestly, it was more of a street aspect. Mm-hmm. But it do plays a part in relationships. Because when you coming up in the streets and you're dealing with certain people, and it's business, not even fuck the streets, and it's business, sometimes you deal with people who you don't love. You make a lot of people with money who you really not close to, but you trust them that they're going to do their job.
Yeah.
And when you coming up in the streets, and like I told the stories in the song, it's like...
Jasmine.
Real shit. You know what I'm saying? What's your name? Mm-hmm. Never worked at...
Nope.
Never, okay.
She was
I was like, oh shit, okay. Let me run this back.
You know what I mean?
What so, he said?
A lot of times I just rather trust. I rather trust from the game than the love. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, love don't cost a thing.
Love should have brought your ass home.
Love should have brought your ass home. It's just interesting because I feel like a lot of how people feel about business, they also feel about relationships.
True.
Mm-hmm, you know, like how you might apply certain theories to what happens in the street, you would also apply those theories to how you deal with a relationship.
100%. 100%.
You know, and congratulations for you got married last year too.
Oh, yes,
that's
a big
deal.
Yes, I did.
Y'all newlyweds.
Yes, I did.
Like, no, I've been married for 10 years.
But the marriage is new. The marriage is new.
The marriage is new.
Yeah,
the marriage is new. But I don't feel like nothing changed though.
Nothing changed.
Nothing.
Something changed. Yeah.
I do be trying to like wear collar shirts and shit on
dates. Nah.
Trying to look like a husband.
I do be like, real shit.
Right, looking like a husband.
Oh, he's married. He got a collar shirt. Nah.
That's what I do. You know what I'm saying?
We're looking like a husband.
I've been with her for 10 years and we so many different phases of life in those 10 years.
Right.
So it was like, you know what I mean? You can't. I've been married before.
We saw. Didn't go well.
Hey, damn. I hate her. You know what I'm saying?
That's strong.
That's a very strong word.
Angela, I hate her.
Hate means that you love.
She's your child's mother.
Don't do that woman stuff. No, that don't mean.
Don't do that woman stuff, Angela.
That don't mean you love them.
I think when you really hate somebody, it's no emotion. That's to me, if I really don't care.
Hate is one of the strongest emotions.
But I feel like there's anger.
That's why I'm saying love.
There's anger there.
Yeah.
There's definitely anger.
There y'all go. Y'all
deep down in the pit. Deep down in the pit. It's a little bit.
When you really feel like that, it's like, I don't care.
At all.
What are you
doing? Because to me, I don't hate a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? But you're right, maybe because hate comes with betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, like, I can't hate a nigga I don't know.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? It had to be some type of emotion there. And of course it was. I was married to her. You know what I'm saying? But
how long were you married?
We was married for maybe from when I came home and maybe for like 7 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah,
maybe for 7 years.
But y'all have a kid together, yes?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. But then we weren't married.
She grown, right?
18. College. That's my gang 18. Right there. You know what I'm saying? She should be here. You know what I'm saying? Coming around to learning the ropes of this shit. You know what I'm saying? But we was estranged for like the better part of the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I didn't think, I went through the divorce and New York State got me paying money.
Now, let me, okay, so let's back up for a second. So you were estranged for the better part of the marriage. How hard was the process of getting divorced? Like, who had to serve who, you know, or was it something that y'all mutually decided?
I'm happy we're talking about this shit because this is a release right here. You know what I mean?
But listen, we have known to be therapy for a lot of people. Come on, let it
this
out.
That's how it go, though.
It's a safe space.
So I was in a situation where I was about to come into a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So even though we was estranged for 10 years, my lawyer let me know, like, gang,
get divorced.
You need this is what you need to do. Before you get this check, this is what you need to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And plus, I was trying to marry India at the same time. So I needed to do it anyway. So what I did was I offered her a check. I offered her a number of money and cash. And I offered a check for a lawyer. Mm-hmm. Like, take this money yourself. And keep it and sign this paper.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or you could take it to a lawyer and let them look over it, but still keep it and sign the paper. If you don't want to take it to the lawyer, keep the check. You feel what I'm saying? Understanding, you know, well, I'm from Buffalo, where, you know, nobody come out of Buffalo. It's nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm a good guy. I don't, before all of this, you know what I'm saying? I didn't dislike her. I didn't hate her. Mm-hmm. It's like, you my baby mother.
Right.
You supposed to, you're a reflection of me in some type of way.
You give me a beautiful mm-hmm. child.
Exactly. So you're supposed to have certain things and live a certain life. You're good. So what she did was, even though we had a rough history, what she did was she took it to a lawyer, and you know, a lawyer gassed her up. But why wouldn't they? Because they're going to get more the percentage.
Money. Yeah, they're going to also make more money the more work they have to do. Yeah.
So why would they say, like, he offered you what?
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Take it. Yeah. No, they want to work that? More so that they can
And they also know if you made that offer, there's more.
There's more.
Because that's really a first 100%, 100%, offer. 100%. Now it's time to
barter. Now it's time to negotiate.
Okay.
So what ended up happening?
What ended up happening is she got more. Mm-hmm. You understand?
The lawyer was job. Wrong. You're not wrong.
You ain't wrong, girl. The lawyer did his job. You ain't wrong.
She got more, but from being in a situation where I got a stepdaughter who's 25 and I took care of her since she was 5 years old for her whole life and still do. You know, jewelry, Rollies, cars, everything like that, and took her everywhere, took her on tour with me all over the country. And that's my baby. And mm-hmm. I don't do it because of her mom. I do it because, you know, that's
the
my baby.
Y'all right. Have. Yeah.
Right. So it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's a certain thing. It's a certain line. You know what I mean? And she got more, but now I hate you.
Just because of that, you hate her? Because she got more money? Because she
no,
it's deeper than that.
It's deeper than that. What I'm saying is, to be honest with you, she didn't get no more than she was going to get mm-hmm. as my ex-wife.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and my wife now, India is really like that. So she could have, y'all could have been cool mm-hmm. with some shit like that. So it ain't a situation where y'all had to hate each other. But that's the route that she chose because, you know, people choose that route sometimes.
Right, so mm-hmm. she just made things a lot more difficult than it had to be. Y'all wasn't even together.
Yeah. So we haven't been together for a very long time.
And you did a lot, because a lot of people will say, that's not my child. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not, you know, but you were like, kudos, I'm doing everything, you know, that I can, regardless of what our relationship is, which is a stand-up thing to do.
Right, yeah. It didn't matter, because it wasn't between me and a mom. It was about me and her.
Yeah.
So she chose that route. Like I said, she didn't end up getting more than she would have got in the long term. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the number that, and the thing about it is, what this is what people don't understand. I know some people probably watching this were like, well, is she supposed to get it? Like, she get it in like increments. Mm-hmm. It ain't like she get cash. I was ready to cash her out.
Right.
For the number I said. And I could have prolonged it however I want. Because in divorce in New York State, you have to pay for the lawyer.
Yeah.
You have to be able to afford a lawyer. It's not like an injury lawyer, but like $1 million case, we take it for free. You have to be able to afford it.
Right. You got
to. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, you think she can afford better lawyers than I can?
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So it's never going to go how you think it's going to go.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Well, at least you weren't turned off from marriage after that. Because some people would be like, I'm not going through this again.
Nah, he was trying to get out of that marriage to get into his new one.
Nah, for real though. But I tell Indy all the time, I love her to death, but I did that for her. You know what I'm saying? And I... No, real
He's
shit.
Such a nigga, yo.
I did that for her.
Oh, my God.
And me and her talk about this. Me and her talk about this.
How did you do it for her?
Okay, boom. Because I owe, okay, no, real boom. Shit, though. Because I owe her that as a woman. Because I love her that much. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's a responsibility to marriage, to your partner.
And you was with her for a very long time. No one
100%. She got people. She got people who looking at her. She got. You can't make her look like a fool.
Yeah, because that's hard. Because she knows she was with you while you
while
was married,
you were married.
Technically married. You know. Legally. And then
if something, even though y'all had been together for all that time, if something was to happen to you, she would have no say so.
Not for real.
Your, current ex-wife would have been able to control everything because y'all had that
face. That's a fact.
And we all know your first baby mama ain't the one.
What?
Oh my god!
Everybody know that.
I didn't know that.
Wait a minute.
Everybody know
that. Interesting. Oh, well, Jasmine saying, might be true.
Not 100%. But your first baby mother is not usually the one.
Usually.
Is it usually your second one? Or?
I don't know. I
but it ain't the first.
It's not the
first.
I ain't get that far.
You ain't get that far, but it ain't the first.
I ain't get that far yet. But marriage is a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? You have to. I learned so much from that. I wouldn't feel comfortable being married again if it wasn't India, right, the type of person she is, and if I didn't learn the things that I learned.
She was with you through a lot though. So mm-hmm. I think that's important too, to have somebody that before all this.
I could never meet nobody and marry him now. You know what I'm saying? I could never. You know what I mean? Like I got evicted and had to stay at her house, and she, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't feel comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Especially how things are now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, so did you have an actual wedding? Because you just tweeted it and everybody was like,
I didn't. I'm going to have one, though.
Oh, okay. So you have a party. You got to.
Yeah, I do. I do. But sometimes you don't want to. I ain't want to do it because I ain't want to make it a spectacle.
Okay. Well, you don't. It depends on who you invite.
Or actually how you go about it.
Yeah.
You could do a destination. Yeah. You could do. But I think so many
when
ways.
I do it, when I think when I do it, I think if she want to make it a spectacle, she could. But,
I was going to say, you should ask her what she want. And
yeah, what does she want? Do you know?
And give her what she want.
She it was her choice because I didn't. You know what I'm saying? I would never ask somebody to marry me. And then go down to the
courthouse.
You know what I'm saying? I would never. So it was up to her. Okay. I was doing a whole lot. I really was busy. And I told her, like, yo, you could do whatever you want to do with this shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just don't even count me in. She was, right. I'm saying, she was still asking me questions. And I'm like, yo, bro, I don't.
It's on you. Yeah.
You make all the decisions. I don't know. I don't know, gang.
When you did this song, India, was that a surprise for her? Or did she hear it before? Or?
But she actually named it because I was in the studio and I'm thinking like, and my boy, he come in, he on the hook. You know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking like, I'm like, damn, what to call this song? And she like, India. She was just being sarcastic, but and I got more sarcastic and did it.
Yeah. Because I was like, this is
randomly
the title is India.
But don't, listen, that's what I want to tell y'all. Just because I'm married and shit, don't be scared to ask me questions. She could have came.
Okay, so she's fun.
It's my dog.
That's important.
You know you're on lip service, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, all right. We're going to get into it. This was the warm-up.
I just want to tell you.
Hold on.
You
know where
that's my dog.
Right. Go ahead. Sip your drink, Ed.
That's my dog. And after I was already married again, my baby mother was a drill sergeant. I'm not, nigga, not doing that again. Nigga, rich. We ain't about to do that again.
What do you mean a drill sergeant?
Like what? Give us an example.
Who tried to use my career against me. Since we talking about it, and I said the word hate, a motherfucker done did everything. A motherfucker done try to put some niggas on me.
What? Aww. Oh, no. Especially because y'all have a kid together. Yeah. That's
motherfucker
wild.
Done called the police and gave them guns.
Look, I said, anybody that calls the police on you, you can't stay with somebody that calls the police on you.
It's
what?
It's a dub.
Motherfucker done try to put some niggas
on me. You
want
some
more? You know, he got punched out.
Okay.
He got punched. I ain't even do it. Somebody who was with me was so appalled.
Appalled. I love
you know
that
what I'm
word.
Saying?
I can't I would believe
never,
that.
And I would never do that to her. Like right now, she be key-keying with the ops. Right now.
Lord. That's crazy. Okay, I get it now.
You feel what I'm saying? So.
I wonder what, well, because you know, there are two sides to every story. I wonder what she saying to get to her?
What's her side?
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's like, what would she say?
And what did you do wrong?
The butcher did.
Yeah.
This is the thing about it. Was I perfect? Fuck no. I was young. I was 22.
That's what every guy says, by the way.
No, I was 22 when I got, line. I was 22.
you were very young.
I was very young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was fresh out of prison.
Right.
And so, you know, I did a lot of shit wrong.
Was she the only person you were talking to while in prison?
No.
Kinda, but
no. There's no, kinda. It's not kinda, but no.
This is kinda, because you know I did three bids,
right?
So I know that. I tell my homies who when they first bids, I'm like, don't be writing frivolous women. It don't mean nothing, because you gonna end up falling in love from them letters, and they gonna come home, and you know what I'm saying. So when I'm in there, when I used to be going through that shit, I didn't want to focus on shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know that's real shit, and a lot of men do think like that. You want to be focused on your lady, you want to be everything, but you see niggas getting letters and you seeing people getting shown love and getting cards, so it does feel nice to get a random letter,
right?
You know what I'm saying? But you don't want to be in no, like, I'm trying to tell you, niggas in jail is faithful. Some niggas, they like, no, bitch, don't write me, my wife gonna kill you. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like
crazy.
Trust me, I'm trying to tell you, it's real shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
So you said you were kind of faithful.
I
she cheated on you though while you
course,
were in jail. Yeah,
course,
so
and
you and said told she you just about randomly
wrote
told
you about
you.
It
You feel what I'm saying?
A whole letter.
Wow.
What should I do? Saying? He married.
And let me crazy. Tell you how real this shit is. And at a point, I gave her advice. You understand?
So you did give her advice.
I did.
What you say? What was the advice you gave her?
I'm just trying to tell her, like, don't get dickmatized.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing.
Don't get dickmatized.
I can't believe you gave her advice while you were... All right. Well, that's neither here nor
but
there.
But I couldn't wait to come home. I was like, oh, it's on. I just came home and, you know, I just had a conversation with her. You know what I'm saying? One thing a couple things lit. I'm trying to tell you, y'all gonna get me telling the stories. I done came to the crib and it was a nigga there.
What?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like real shit.
And what did you do?
Basically, I was on parole and I had a curfew and I wasn't supposed to leave. But I always walk my daughter to school. She called me, told me you walk your daughter to school. And I'm like, I can't. I'm on parole. I can't leave. I don't stay there no more. You know what I'm saying? She made it so where I can't even stay at the Krause no more. So I don't stay there, but I still end up going. And I didn't call her and tell her because it wasn't about her. I wasn't doing it for her.
Right. You're going to walk, yeah.
So I end up thinking about it after I told her I wouldn't do it. And I went there. But when she came back, wherever she was at, she was with a dude.
That's crazy. And you know what's crazy about that, too? You know that you don't want somebody to have guys around your daughter, too. Like,
To be honest with you, if she's seeing someone at a certain level, you know what I mean? Like, what I'm going to say if we're not together.
Right.
It's the type of people you have around.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's the type of people you have around. Because you know how guys and women are. You know what I'm saying? They have people around your kid for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
Somebody who they're just sleeping with. You know what I'm saying? That's uncalled for.
It's too. All right. So what made you get married so young?
I don't even know. I can't. I mean.
You said you was fresh out of prison.
Being young.
And young.
You know, up to that point.
Did your daughter come first or after?
Oh, she came first.
So you trying to do the right thing.
So trying to do the right thing.
Yeah, and up to that point, she held it down. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I was on point too.
Did you feel like you've somewhat kind of, I don't want to say rewarded her for holding it down while you were in jail, but do you feel like that was like,
you owed her?
I did. Yeah. I did. You know what I'm saying? That was a dumb way to do it. You know what I'm saying? But I did.
Mm-hmm. But before that, when you were younger, were you super like popular with the women in school and everything?
I was.
You were?
I was.
To be honest.
When I was 15, my girlfriend was 25.
Oh my God.
And we ended up breaking up. I ended up breaking up with her because her and my baby mother got into it. You know what I'm saying?
That was illegal.
She was 10 years older than me. Yeah, she used to come sign me out of school and all type of shit.
She would sign you. That's wild. What was wrong with her?
We're in a babysitter.
25 years old. You had to feel like something's wrong.
I was that nigga.
You know, it's so interesting because guys don't ever look at it like we look at it. Because like if it was a woman, if I was 15, I'd say my man was 25.
I was dealing with somebody that was 23.
Yeah. We look at it differently. Men be like,
15.
Yeah. Right.
But a woman has to be sick to be like, let me go sign this child out of 10th grade.
So does a man.
Let me go sign this child out of 10th grade. Yeah,
and then she told me, like, the security guard tried to talk to her. So, like, the next day, I'm telling him, I'm like, yo, bruh.
That's me.
I'm like, that's my girl. He was like, I knew that.
Oh, I knew that.
Real shit.
What is going on in these
And you broke up with her?
Streets?
Had to. Okay.
Where was that going? That's crazy. But you know what? Sometimes people don't know how things affect them too. Because what did you know at 15? Like, as much as you can say you was a man, you didn't really.
I didn't know that much.
Yeah.
I didn't know that much.
You did though.
She put me onto a lot of shit.
I bet she did. Saying.
Yeah.
Right.
Where's this woman at now?
Yeah,
I got a lot of life experience. You know what I'm saying? From dealing with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know it was a crazy situation, but I wouldn't take it back. You know what I'm saying? I learned a lot.
Right. Same. Did your mom know about that at the time? Like, was she aware? She did? And what did she say?
What your mom think?
I ain't gonna get my mom locked up.
Okay.
Like this.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not saying too late now, but.
Listen, I had a very
that's
my mom.
Situation.
My mom know me, and she, you know what I'm saying? She know, like, I'm a young guy, like moving too fast.
And you're the oldest out of your siblings, right?
Yes, I am. Okay. Now that my brother passed away, my brother was. I had an older brother. Okay. So he passed away. Mm-hmm. But you know, my mom, I'm that child that she had 8 of us. I'm that child who she know who gonna take care of herself. Mm-hmm. Like I'm that one. She knows she don't gotta worry about it at all. You know what I'm saying? So she probably looked at it different.
Right. Mm-hmm. Although you was getting into a lot of trouble as a kid too. You know, did they see that you had this star quality from when you were young?
Man, did you see that you had to start quality?
I didn't. Somebody really had to tell me. I seen little hints and flashes. I always was above rapping average. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, we from Buffalo. You know what I'm saying? A lot of this shit don't happen. But when people hear my voice on a song, they say like, yo, you sound like a real rapper.
You do.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you do. You got
like
that sound like a rapper.
They're like, yo, you sound like a real rapper.
Did you do talent shows and stuff?
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
We need to see that footage.
Yep.
Like, oh, where's City Boy at? City Boy in there?
We need to see that footage. You know talent shows.
Hell yeah, man. I remember one. We did one when I was 14.
What was your rap name then?
What was my rap name? My first rap name was Desert Eagle, like the gun.
Like the gun?
Okay.
Like the gun.
Desert Eagle.
Wild shit, you know, 90s. You know what I'm saying? Wild shit, Desert Eagle. And then it went from Desert Eagle to Benny Bravo.
Bravo. I mean? Okay, Benny Bravo is not.
I don't mind that.
Like Benny Blanco from the Bronx. Mm. I was Benny Bravo from the block.
From the block.
From Buffalo.
Exactly.
Buffalo don't sound hot.
From the block.
We on the block with it. Right. Not Buffalo.
I dropped the Bravo and then went with Benny.
Okay.
So when did you become the Butcher?
What happened? I said something in the song. I said, Benny the Butcher, dog. Really, I'm cooking raw. And the fans started calling me that. Benny the Butcher. Right. So when I put out my next mixtape after saying that line,
that was it.
People was hitting me up like, yo, we can't find your name. We looking up Benny the Butcher. So I had to call my distributor and tell him to change my name from Benny to Benny the Butcher.
Oh. Yeah, because Benny is not going to work.
People just named you.
Period. It ain't going to work. Yeah. It's like some weird ass nigga named Benny. You know what I'm saying?
Benny is that uncle that live in the basement that never grew up.
No, shout out to Benny Boone.
I have one of those.
You do? Damn, unk. Yeah. There's them unks around. Those are the good
uncles.
I have
those uncles that still live at grandma's house in the basement.
Them the down-to-earth uncles, though. Real shit.
No, I'm not saying anything wrong with
that uncle.
Them the
uncles who still gonna fuck somebody up for you.
But that's that uncle. The Uncle Benny. Real shit. I definitely got Uncle Benny. Yeah.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
So now, you said things have changed a little bit since being married. So what has changed? besides the collar shirts? Is sex, well, basically, any, sex is the same?
I would have to say, like, you know, when you with a woman for that long, you know, sex come in spurts. Mm-hmm. I mean, like different type of sex come in spurts. Like these past couple weeks, you know what I'm saying? Like, sex took a, like, you know what I'm saying? Is at a different level right
it
now.
It took a turn.
It took a turn.
Y'all on high note right now.
Lit. That shit lit.
He lit that. It's lit now.
Real shit.
So it has ups and downs, because 10 years is a long time to just consistently.
So it's up now, but two questions. Mm-hmm. What is a down, and when was the last time that you guys were at a low place in your relationship?
The last time, we probably was at a low, maybe probably like a month ago, when I'm just running around. You know what I'm saying? And I'm coming and going and shit. You know what I'm saying? Coming in the crib.
You were getting
late,
ready for the album to drop.
Exactly. Shit like that. I'm out of town and shit.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. So
how often does she travel with you?
Man, she travel with me a lot. Mm-hmm. She travel with me a lot. That's what I try to do.
Keep it together.
Try to keep her with me. Yeah. But man, just being at a low where, because it's crazy because, man, like men, y'all, I don't know if women understand. Like, you could be with a woman for 10, 20 years and it's like, sometimes, like, you still don't want to ask for the pussy.
Yeah, what's that about?
Sometimes you know what I'm saying? Pussy. Like, you still don't want to, like, you don't know if she in the mood.
You don't
want to
get turned down, right?
Or, yeah, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it ain't like, so it ain't like you just put your shit out, like, come on, just because you make it.
Niggas do that.
Like,
what do you do?
Don't
do that.
What do you do to let her know?
I had an ex who used to do that.
Just pull it out.
Yo, he used to slap me in my head with it. Like,
for real.
Yeah, I would literally be like on the phone, first thing in the morning with my homegirl, and he would just walk up to me, dick on my forehead, and I'm like, girl, let me fuck you.
I got advice from him like that. Like, nah, nigga, you supposed to just.
Or you gotta, like, you know, hit you on the leg with it. Like,
cause me, like, me, I don't want it. I still don't want it, even being married, nigga. I still don't want it if it ain't given to me.
Okay. So she has to initiate?
No, hell no.
So but I don't understand. Don't what, like, do you mean?
Like beg
don't
for
you
it.
Just, but like, not beg, wanna, but don't you just start doing things and she knows? Like,
100%, but I want her to, I want it to be desirable to her,
mm-hmm.
too.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
he want her to want that dick.
The way I go about it, you know what I'm saying? I gotta be careful. I gotta make sure, like, it's on a high note on a night, you know what I'm saying? And I gotta just make sure, you
know
what
I'm saying? Has there ever been a time where she was like, oh, not today, I don't feel like it?
You know what? And she gonna be mad at me if I tell this story right here.
Tell us.
She gonna be mad at
we
me.
We sorry, India right girl. We
when
love
I got
you.
Shot, right? You know, a nigga in the house, I got shot. Nigga, I'm in a wheelchair. I can't even walk. You know what I'm saying? She told me, like, babe, slow down.
You gotta chill.
Yeah, I'm relax. In a crib, though. I ain't doing nothing.
Did you have sex while you were in a wheelchair?
Clearly.
What?
She was rolling
while you were riding in the thing? Wheelchair?
I done tried to do it in a hospital bed before.
I did that before.
For real. I done tried to do it in a hospital bed.
The nurses came busting in like, you okay? I was at the sink zipping up my pants like, God damn it. We got kicked out the hospital. Mm. I got kicked out the hospital.
They done kicked the patient out.
No, they kicked me out. I couldn't come back.
Damn,
I was banned.
So you had sex in the wheelchair?
Not in the wheelchair.
Okay,
While I couldn't walk.
Well, we don't need you to walk.
We really don't.
That's what I realized. When I couldn't move my leg, I'm like, oh, you don't need your leg.
You don't need your leg.
You don't need your leg for this shit.
She should have been like, your mouth work. Yeah,
period.
That's 100%. You don't need the leg. That's what I learned.
Wow. I don't think I'm that, well, actually, not that I don't think. Let me rephrase that. I know for a fact. I am not the girl who is not ready to fuck. Like, I am always ready to fuck.
Right. Like, well, you're a unicorn.
I am.
Yes, I say I want your vagina.
Girl, it's amazing.
Yeah, you're always ready. Or your sex drive. Maybe I want your sex drive.
I stay ready. Like, I'm not going to say mm-hmm. that.
You've
I'll
never.
I'll fuck if I got a headache.
What if you're mad? What if you're in an argument?
Do you get that energy? Because sometimes that energy is not given. Even though, because some women might always be.
Where do I want to live?
Oh, in somebody's skin.
I want to live in his skin.
She's with you. She
want
to be in your skin.
I am that girl. I want to live in your skin.
So when she said she got nude, I'm like, are you want to get in his skin? She'd be like, absolutely.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
All the time.
And I actually told him.
Oh my gosh, that's
scary. I told him.
Who's him?
Phoenix. The new him.
Okay.
I told him. That's cool.
Sorry.
I told him that I am, because he said something about along the lines of, you know, maybe you don't want to do it. And I literally told him, like, that's never going to happen. Like,
so there's never been a time where you've been like,
what do you do on your period?
My mouth. And are we going to fuck then too?
Hell yeah.
We're going to lay the towel down.
If you could walk through mud, you could.
You could fuck through blood.
Oh, my God. Period.
Well, that's a line. We lay in the towel. You can walk through mud, you're going to walk through blood. I've never heard that.
I'm going to take a shower so I can stop for a little bit. And I don't bleed heavy, so there's never like a, it's too much blood.
Listen, you don't have to sell me on it because I'm going to do it. But it's not something that I'm always trying to do.
I'm always trying to do it. I always want to
first or second day.
And I do anal. I'm sucking dick. I'm on the anal. Like, we doing everything.
Not the first or second day. Yeah.
Well,
that.
That's when somebody bleeds heavy, yeah. But I don't have that problem because I don't.
You don't bleed a lot.
Right. Okay.
I'm not a heavy bleeder, so we can fuck the first day, the last day. Let's go.
Have you ever had a bad experience while she's on her period?
Of course.
Little blood clots.
You know how we don't know, and we like, oh shit.
And then you like, damn, oh my, it's so embarrassing.
Like, fuck. I don't care though.
You don't care?
When you with a guy for a while, I'm sure it's like,
you never felt sick or nothing. Listen, my boyfriend.
I just say, look at it.
You don't see it.
I swear straight he didn't to touch shower. Me for like 3 days. I was like, right. Sorry. And
he some
was,
guys get really weirded out by it. Yeah.
Those guys need to grow up.
This one girl told me a story how she met a girl somewhere, whatever, an older lady. Not older, nothing like that. She was fly bitch, whatever. And they scissored each other. But they both was on their period. She said, like, when we looked up, she said, that shit looked crazy.
Hold on. Wait. Now, even I'm appalled and we don't even.
Crazy.
Hold on.
Told me that.
Even Gigi's disgusted.
Now, wait.
She might watch this and be like, bitch, why you telling my story?
But wait.
Both of them on their period.
So did they have tampons in?
That's what I was just thinking. Maybe they had tampons on.
I wasn't there.
They both came out of pads and like scissored blood.
Oh God!
Or was there a tampon? Because
he don't know. He don't know the details. You niggas don't ask details.
Right, I didn't ask details.
That's
I ain't
weird
that.
To me. Well, it's like, not really right. Weird
I was just,
to me
I was
because...
just like happy I was getting the info. Right
I've definitely had lesbian sex while on my period, I had a tampon in.
Yeah.
So I'm sucking pussy. I'm scissoring. And I'm going all of that.
With a tampon.
With a tampon in. Yeah. I'm a little bit suck my pussy. So
can you come from scissoring?
Do you come from scissoring?
Yeah. Any friction on the
It's like riding dick without the insertion. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You still getting that same like, you know.
Okay. I don't know if I've ever come from riding dick with no insertion. That's what
I'm saying. You have
so you need insertion to go.
Yeah, I think.
See, I don't need insertion.
Well, not always. But I'm just saying, not from just dry humping.
I know y'all don't do it, but.
That's called dry humping.
It's not really dry humping because both the pussies is wet and it's.
What about, so you don't got to be like in control of the situation to come?
Or of scissoring? Or you talking about?
Or is it certain positions that you only could come in?
So me personally, with head, I can only come if I'm laying on my back. Like I can't ride your face and come.
Yeah, that's
yeah. I can't.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
I don't know why people like
this.
I don't
for you.
Listen, I don't know why my head on the pillow. I want to lay completely flat.
I think it's just the idea of it. It looks cool, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's
I'm gonna ride your face, but I'm not gonna come like that.
But I'm only doing that because you're asking me.
Like, I think I can come in 69 because I'm sucking dick, so that's gonna turn me on even more. But as far as
you gotta be like laid down.
As far as like intercourse, I don't need a specific position to come. I just need him to do the right thing.
Like it's a secret, like. When you a guy, you gotta have your moves down packed. You know what I'm saying? It's certain moves that you gotta have that. You
know but here's the thing. I know you have certain moves. Do you think that works on every woman or you
can't?
I think men think that.
Because all vaginas are not the same.
All right,
what's
that signature Benny the Butcher move?
You can't. Yeah. What's your smackdown move?
What's that I know I'm about to kill the
smackdown?
What's your smackdown move? Because I know mine. What's yours? You know mine. I just told you.
I've never tried that.
He said,
I wrote an article about it.
What's my smackdown move?
Yeah, what's your move? What's the signature?
The butcher move.
I think when you giving a girl
not a lot.
Fellatio head. You know, I had to say it in a romantic way.
I like
way.
That you fellatio. Said fellatio.
Fellatio. That's so kind.
I think it's cunnilingus.
With my foot crossed like this, fellatio.
Yes, do continue.
I think you gotta.
Oh, finger with the fellatio.
No.
I don't have fingers in my vagina.
You don't?
See, oh yeah, move already failed.
Yeah, but he knows his audience. He knows his
okay.
Wife,
so you like to
thanks Jasmine.
You like to do oral while you finger her.
You like I'm to finger. You like to put your finger in the
and,
pussy.
And women,
while you,
and women like it rough.
Not all women.
Yeah. What? How you
women
gonna say
like
that?
It rough.
Guys not think all women like it rough.
I was eating this girl pussy one time and she was like, "Can you stop and do it soft there?" I was like,
"Let me tell y'all something about guys. This is what we know."
I
like,
thought I was doing something here.
Guys,
it's too much.
Guys, we know women like everything.
Okay. What?
What you mean? What does that mean?
That mean she'd be telling. She'd tell you she don't like it rough, but she'll let Tyrone dog fuck her.
Well, I'm going to tell
we
you.
We know that. We understand
she might
that.
Not like your dick rough because your dick might be too big to go rough, but Tyrone needs to go rough because he ain't working
that's
with
the way to,
a yeah. monster. He got to get okay. in there as much as he can because right. she See, ain't getting it.
It's a rough little dick, gentle big dick.
There you go.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Or is she really a beast?
We learning shit today, fellas.
Or
is
she really a beast? She can pound that thing out with that big old dick. And
Wiz, we
like
learning shit today, fellas.
It is better when the dick is smaller when it's rough. It
yeah,
is.
Yeah, of course.
Too big, it's like,
listen,
okay.
if you kill the pussy, it will die.
Yeah.
Okay? So we don't want to kill the pussy because we want to keep the dick. You want
to
keep it alive and breathing and moist and all of that.
See,
don't
the thing about
die, it's gonna dry
y'all
out.
So hard to figure out, but that's the thing about men. We don't try to figure y'all out.
Because y'all think y'all got these fucking moves.
I'm glad you know that.
No, we don't. We don't.
Okay, so you have a perfect fingers in the butt?
Yeah.
You do do you do anal?
Yeah. Sexual experience is a big thing in a relationship. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't be, you know what I mean?
What about threesomes?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, we having a good time.
You and India having threesomes?
We had a
You had a threesome. Yeah.
So what were the rules for that? Does she pick who the girl is?
Oh, that's the number one rule.
Yeah, that is always
the number one rule is you have to wear a condom and you have to switch condoms. You have to switch the condom out. That's the number one rule.
That shit like
I never thought about that.
That's mm-hmm. the number
I've
one rule.
I've never had a threesome. I've never thought
but
about
it. But yeah, it is also good for the girl to pick. Every time I was in a relationship and I asked the guy to pick, he would say no. Like, nigga, you got 50 hoes. Tell them on the bitches come suck my dick. Yeah. I mean, eat my pussy.
Because a woman is not going to let you choose.
That's how I feel, for real.
Because right. then it's like,
bitch,
he likes
sucking his clit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I would think that.
Has she picked somebody that you were, like, not really attracted to?
Yeah.
What?
Did you still go through with it?
Yeah.
Oh, you take one for the team. I love
what
that.
What I'm saying is not like a ugly person.
Just not your type.
Or no shit like that. It's just like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I probably would have brought somebody else.
Right.
Did you tell her that?
Was it my top pick?
But one thing about India, my dog, I know she would have said no to who I would have brought.
Right.
She knows better, yeah.
You're not picking.
Fuck no. You don't pick.
So what else? What are the other rules when you do a threesome?
You have to come with your girlfriend and not with the... Most people feel that way. I don't care. But most people feel like you have to come with your woman and not with the other girl. But
what if
the other girl make you come?
You got to finish on
you got to finish on your
you
woman.
You got to finish on your woman.
Not finish with the other girl.
No, see that... Listen, this is good shit right here. I'm about to break this shit down to y'all. That's why you really can't do it. The idea, it really don't live if it's your girlfriend. You feel what I'm saying? Because she gonna have so many rules that I mean yeah. that is like I mean, you gonna wish true. Like I'm good on this.
Me I hate that my attorney's listening to this.
Me personally, I want you to finish with her. I want you to do everything. Like, I really just want her to eat my pussy and I just wanna watch for real.
What are you? Do you have rules?
I don't think I got like red rules before. But to be honest with you,
what's understood ain't got to be explained.
Exactly, and it ain't all about me. That shit looks sexy to me.
It's all about her in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
It's about your woman.
Exactly, that's what it is.
In that moment, rather like, you it's your be idea, like, her
as a
idea,
man,
mutual. It's all about her.
You got to be a fly on the wall.
Right.
It can't be like
let her be in control.
I got these two with me.
No,
it can't be like you know they.
Y'all
with each
got
other.
Her.
Y'all good. Y'all want to drink.
Y'all got her.
Y'all want to change
woman,
the channel.
Y'all got her. Not
y'all want to turn some music on. It ain't got nothing to do with you. You just a fly on the wall in there. You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever faked an orgasm?
Of course.
Do guys be faking?
Yeah, they fake it.
Guys fake. Every guy fake the orgasm.
Except me.
They probably don't do it as much as we do.
I don't fake orgasms.
Guys fake the orgasm.
I'm not giving you that
satisfaction. I want people to take this wrong.
Like I have fake, before.
I want people to take this wrong and be watching this. You know, people crazy like I faked it in my marriage. You know, no, I didn't. You don't got to do that. But like, if you in a situation, if you was, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
it's over. It's not happening.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just not happening.
Mm-mm. I'm a rub one now. I'm going to finish myself right in front of you before I tell you you did something that you didn't do.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever masturbated while you were in the bed with somebody else?
She's pushing a limit to this open book shit. I said.
You said it's open book. We flipping the pages.
I'm going to take that as a yes.
You said you was open book.
You took it as a yes. But this is the thing about this. The thing about shit like that, like
he's like, I hate that my boys in here.
I love the disclaimer.
You hate
No. I love that my boys in here because you don't think them niggas is niggas.
They look like three freaks over there. I ain't gonna lie.
Niggas is niggas.
They want to chime in so bad.
Hilarious.
He a crazy motherfucker right here.
Yeah, I could tell.
I mean, he a wild
like
boy
it.
Right here. You know what I'm
I
saying,
could tell.
But
he look like it.
You know.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I was going to say, yeah, he's crazy because Jasmine, mm-hmm. We were talking about this before we started, mm-hmm. but we were out the other day and mm-hmm. We were sitting at the bar at Lagos.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. Jasmine met a pimp.
Right. I didn't know he was a pimp. Angela discovered he was a pimp later.
Yeah, I was like, it sounds like you're a pimp from what he was describing his career as. And so we had a whole conversation. Now that you're married though, and you do music and you have to be like, you know, people have to find you to be somebody that they can like talk to, relate to if you're out and about. What are the limits and the boundaries? But like when you're out and meeting people, talking to people, you know, if you were sitting at the bar and just having a conversation with women, mm-hmm. do you feel like, oh shit, I shouldn't be doing this? Like what's the boundaries?
Keep it cute. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, I don't got no drill sergeant as for a partner. You know what I'm saying? She understand what's going on. And it's like, you know, if you like hugging all up on me, your titties all up on me, like what is you doing? But if we kicking it, if you a fan of, not even a fan, if you somebody who know me, you want to come speak to me, it's all good. I introduce you to her.
All right, let's say you're at the bar and there's like women and you're like, can you do stuff like get a round of shots for everybody?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I'm just... What? I can invite people around. Mm-hmm. I get a section in the club. I might invite in other women.
Right, because that's not just for you. You got your people.
The homies here.
Because it's whack when you got a bunch of dudes.
Exactly.
Very whack.
No shade, guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta be able to. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, you can't be married to nobody. Mm-hmm. That's just a fact of the matter. That's why maybe a lot of successful men marry white women, but that's different.
What? So, come on.
Different
now.
Conversation.
Hey, hold on. Slow down.
Not a different conversation. You know what I'm saying? Because it's
let
like...
Let him slide past that when it gets to
no! Explain to us why... It's not an attack, but explain to why you think... What your theory is to why successful black men marry or get with white women.
I think they're understood on a different level.
White women are?
The black men from the white women.
Oh, white women understand black men better.
No.
He said what? On a different
Whoa.
Level.
Whoa.
On a different level.
No.
He said on a different level. On a different level.
Slow down, Jonathan Majors.
No,
Jazz, we've been good. Sorry, don't sorry, do me no. like that. Because people going to watch this. Don't do me like
so,
that.
So white women understand black men.
In a certain way. And to be honest with you.
Have you been with any white women?
Of course he has.
He's in Buffalo.
I have, but not nothing like, I never had a relationship. I but probably slept with a white woman before. Okay.
Hey, question.
I never had a relationship.
Does a white vagina feel different than?
It's all the same.
Okay.
All vaginas the same.
That's
all
fair.
The same.
All
right. That settles it. I know it's a lifelong thing. It's all the same.
I get different answers from different men.
They say it's different?
Yeah, some like, yeah.
Some dudes be capping.
I just want to feel better.
I ain't gonna hold you like it's all the same.
But they say they get better heads sometimes. So, it's I don't feel like they're, you know.
But let me clean that shit up before you have to get attacked.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like, certain people are looking for certain things. You know how many times men see women with a certain guy and we be like, we know why she with him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So don't knock niggas when they do it.
Tell y'all getting some trouble with a white woman. No, and then they're like, see, he want to be with that white woman.
Let me explain it to you. I said a successful black man. You got to think, like, all these women be here on podcasts talk about a guy need to make this and to make this and to make. These women not even in the same building as these men if it's not a club. Mm. Like, if you're talking about a drug dealer, that's all you're talking about. Like, these women who say that, not all of them.
Yeah.
But more than 50% of them, when they speaking that, you're not even in the same building, in the same working environment as these type of guys who make this type of money. You're talking about a dope boy. You're talking about a scammer. That's who you're talking about, make more than six figures. So it's like, a lot of time, those white women be in environments that those athletes be in if it's not the club.
I just think there's so many successful black women, though. Like, as far as entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. you know, even with the statistics, they show you that, like, the people opening up businesses at the highest rate right now
are black women.
Black women.
Yeah.
No, black women is the shit. Mm-hmm. Black women is the shit, but honestly, I'm going to be real. I don't think, like, black women is, like,
Benny,
most
come
successful.
On.
No, I'm, okay. No, watch this.
Come on. Bring it on home now.
So boom.
Yo, I ain't gonna let you down.
So boom. Okay, so boom.
Because he is married to a black woman.
100%.
And he does
a strong one.
Strong black woman.
Strong
black
mother.
And you have a black daughter.
Who sometimes I bite my tongue. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't think, like, you know, black women looking for that right now.
Looking for what?
Like, to be like wives.
You right don't now. Think so?
No, I don't. I disagree.
I don't think so.
I think black women are like, please, like
somebody,
be on my level.
Yeah,
that's what it is, and I think, you know, a lot of it is unrealistic. So that's why I say, at the bottom line, they're not looking for. You know what I'm saying? To say that, you know, money. When I'm married to India, I didn't have all of this mm-hmm. when I got with her. So it's maybe people around her look like, yeah, bitch, you married to that rich nigga, but I wasn't this.
You wasn't
when I
that
got
right?
Her.
Yeah, when y'all got together.
She was the one that was holding you down.
Yeah,
man, for a part.
And she ain't nobody gonna hold somebody down like a black woman.
Ain't nobody gonna True do that
at all. Period. You know like what
I mean? Black women is just different. It's just that smell. I got.
Do you think that women can have the potential to be more loyal than men?
A 1,000,000%. Mm-hmm. Women is way more loyal than men. Way more, you know what I mean? Me, I gotta smell cocoa butter and have like weave and shit laying around the crib.
You know what? I need that shea butter, baby.
That's just it.
See a bonnet, you know, every saying? Now and again.
But I think black women, you know, like you said, black women are in a bag right now. Rappers, entrepreneurs, owners.
Come on, clean it up.
It's looking crazy.
Multiple
It's not
degrees.
That I'm trying to clean it up. It's not that I'm trying to clean it up. No, I'm going to let you know this. As a man, in my experiences, a man going to get money to take care of his family. A lot of times, a woman to get money to show that she don't need a nigga. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying?
That's
so
true, yeah.
That's just how it fall for us.
Yeah. But
so
I don't
in all of y'all success, this is where we lie at.
But y'all I don't know if it's to show that we don't need it, or if it's because it's more of our survival, like... You have to make sure you're good.
Because then what am I going to do if I don't?
What I'm going to do?
Yeah. If I don't bust my ass, what?
Yeah. I know, like, my whole life growing up, I was like, I have to make sure that I'm in a position if I ever decide I want to have a kid, I can take care of it myself just in case shit don't work out. Like, you always have to think like that because we don't have a lot of other things to fall back on. Like, I know it's on me.
Yeah.
And I don't have, like, family wealth to be like, oh, my parents will take care of this, or I have somebody that can handle this for me. It is a lot of times, like, women end up being the head of the household.
No, a lot of times, you know what I'm saying?
We be busting our ass, too.
Even right now, I don't pay no bill, and I don't got shit in my name.
Of course you don't.
I don't got nothing. I don't got a
good
car.
Credit?
I don't got a house. I don't got nothing.
India got good
credit. Do you
credit?
Have good credit?
No, she
doesn't.
India
you
got
work
it.
On your credit.
I do.
Can
we get you some good credit, sir?
He said, I know
on the business side of things, you're doing some things too, you know, and that's important.
Yep. And it's like, long as that's my a good half. Long as she got it, I'll be good. But men, we work hard to take care of women. And in y'all success, whatever y'all got going on, women killing shit right now, you know, we just sitting there on the shelf.
Your little foot going.
It is. I was about to hold it.
I gotta, I'm not gonna lie, I gotta pee.
Oh, you do? Okay. All right.
All right. Well, listen, you wanna go pee? We could take a break.
Yeah, we can go. I do it all the time.
I'm the only one who had to use bathroom.
Mm-hmm. I have to wait. I'm just gonna
wait. Gigi has vaginal rejuvenation. She's good.
So you pee less with the...
So there was two reasons why I got the rejuvenation. The first reason was because I was suffering from incontinence.
What's that?
When you call for a sneeze and you pee a little bit.
Oh.
So that's a thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially for women. And I'm 44 years old. Mm-hmm. So I think the first time I did it, I was 40.
Did you have a child vaginally or?
Yes.
Okay. All right, continue.
And she's 27. Mm-hmm. So I was 17 when I became a mother.
Okay.
But so I was looking up how to combat incontinence. Mm-hmm. And I found that laser vaginal rejuvenation is a way to do that. Not only does it help with that, it essentially makes you tighter. So making you tighter, it
makes
you,
to pee
makes you wetter because you enjoy sex more that, you know, the grip is there.
And it's wetter, you said? Okay.
Damn, that's fire.
And so they laser. Do they numb
It's a laser.
Yes.
So they numb it's a laser then... that looks like, no numb.
Okay.
It's a laser that looks like a dildo, like a straight prong, like a, just a thing, and they put it in you and it like turns around in a circle and they pull it out and
that's it.
So before they go in, they test your pressure and
your
then
pressure.
After your vaginal pressure.
Okay.
And then after you're done, so the first time you do it three times.
Okay.
I did it back to back, like one day, the next day, and then I came back like 2 weeks later and did it again for my three times. And I went from the mid 300s to like 182.
I don't know what that means.
So my pressure.
It decreased it by almost 50%.
So basically, a vaginal pressure range is from in the 800s down to less than 200. Mm-hmm. Less than 200 is considered virgin
status. I'm gonna need y'all bitches to get your vaginal pressure checked.
Why we gotta be bitches when you tell us? When you're
vaginal pressure.
Bitch stand for beautiful,
okay,
intelligent,
thoroughbred,
okay, young thug,
cultured house, cultured human.
That sounds like fun. I might do that.
I did a retouch.
It sounds like fun.
Yeah, it sounds like fun.
No, it's a good time. So I did a retouch. the last time I did a retouch was like a year ago, and I went to a different place, and she was like, I mean, it was free because it was promo. I paid the first time.
Okay. How much did you pay? Because I know this is out of pocket.
For the three sessions, it was like $1,200.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is cheap, too.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not expensive at all. Mm-hmm. So when I went,
okay, rich
girl. When I did, last year, I did lipo with goals. And they were like, if it's any other thing, you want Botox, you want anything, laser hair removal, anything you want,
get this
we'll
pussy.
Continue to do it for free. So they was like, we also offer vaginal rejuvenation. I'm like, well, I did it. And she's like, how long ago? And I'm like, probably like 3-4 years. So she's like, well, I mean, we could
test
do a
up.
Touch up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So after I did the touch up, the technician was like, you really didn't even need that. But
okay, tight pussy.
Okay, bragging.
What about like how you feel personally? Like, do you feel a difference?
So I definitely feel a difference. Sex is better.
Is it?
Sex
is
better. I like that Benny cared how you feel.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. That you care how she feels. How does it feel for you?
So sex is better because it's tighter and wetter. So essentially, sex is better. And I can't wear super plus tampons anymore.
Yeah, you said
or
that.
Or super tampons. I can only use a regular tampon.
It's too tight.
Oh, okay, okay.
Now, Benny, let me ask you.
It'll be uncomfortable.
Have you ever been in a pussy that was too loose?
Yeah.
Oh, so wow. She was probably in those 800s that I was
talking about.
She was thousands.
She was thousands.
She was in the
800s.
Now, I want to say this before moving on from it, is that, of course, we all think we got the wettest, the tightest, the most amazing vagina, right? You're never going to hear a woman say, oh, my pussy's trash, right?
My pussy's wet.
Every pussy is good. Every pussy is tight and is amazing, right? But when you see them numbers...
Numbers don't lie.
I feel like we should all get checked.
And here's the other thing I want to close with.
Let's get checked.
I need to know my number.
As women, we get older. We have children. Gravity. You know, things happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's not a bad thing to just get that number, get that pressure check to see where you see where you lie at, because I promise you, my life has been great these past couple of years since this.
Oh, that's right.
When they gonna start opening that up like they doing body couturing? They gonna start having it.
I'm in a compression garment right now. Okay, snatch it from the inside out. Okay,
Gigi, you crazy. Gigi is crazy.
Listen, I am. Gigi doing what you know she gotta do.
I know.
Jasmine,
listen,
you're living life and you loving it. That's what you gotta do. You gotta live your best shit.
Listen,
that's what that means.
Living off the
so were you able to come when you were in this loose vagina?
That was when you faked your orgasm. One of the times.
Guys, we're gonna find a way.
Okay.
I'm we're going to find a way. So, yeah.
You fantasize in your head, thinking about a previous.
Think about something else.
A tighter situation.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what got me there that day, but I noticed I'm like, I don't think this is how, I'm not used to this.
You know what I think? I'm not a man, but I think, you know how men think, you know how men like say your pussy's good. I think it's really, you got to be into them. So I feel like if you was into her, it probably wouldn't feel that loose. Like, it probably would have felt like a better experience.
Because that mean a lot to us, too. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we come off as, like, dogs or whatever. But, men, if we're into a woman, it matters a whole lot.
Oh, my God. Have you ever not been able to get hard?
Hell, yeah.
And what do you do in a situation like that? And what would make you not be able to perform?
Maybe if I'm not turned on, that's the first thing.
What would turn you off, though, that you would be in a situation thinking it's going to be good and then you're like, oh, shit, I'm not.
You know, maybe her appearance or what she had on.
She took off that waist trainer and was like, poop.
Or, you know what I mean? Or
not
maybe
a busted
can of business. It was something. Like, maybe something she said. Like, you know, it get weird. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
it
I'm not even. You know what I mean? But when you are turned on sexually by her, but you can't do that, you know, maybe anxiety.
Okay, you
know, I mean,
like,
maybe
I'm
anxiety. Like, if you're too into her, that can't happen.
Wow, that has to be awful.
That's crazy. You don't understand it.
That happened to me before.
Somebody was too into you?
No, I don't. Well, I don't know. But Angela, I told you this.
Yeah, like, you did. I know. I didn't want to say it because
so what happened? Tell me the story. Tell us the story.
It was like 50-50.
It was like semi hard.
Yeah, like sometimes he would get hard, and I would be like, what's going on? Like, you know, and he was just like, I think I'm nervous. And I'm like, he was a grown man too.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Like, man, we're weird. It's like, some shit could turn us off, but the slightest shit could turn us on. Like, a motherfucker could flip that pancake the right way and that
be like, come here, girl.
Them buttery crispy edges, bitch. Bend over this countertop.
Motherfucker could put that outfit on.
Guys do like the weirdest things.
And look good in it. Yeah. And not look great in it. But motherfucker come home and put that nightgown on.
That muumuu.
Not the muumuu.
Real shit. Yeah, not the glossy one. Just the regular throw-on shit.
Yeah.
You know, them cheeks shake different when they got them shits in that. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Wow.
Well, I'm glad that you're happy and in a great space now, though. I think that's important. I think that's what we got. You know, when everybody can't go, like, you're in a good space, and that's why everybody can't be
That's
there.
What you got to do, man. You got to protect your energy. You know,
we
hear people say that. And, you know, some people might hear you say that, and they don't really know what that means. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm at a point where I learn what that means, and you have to be selfish. You know, a lot of broke niggas be like, yo, don't forget where you came from. And all my niggas who up and doing their shit, they be like, yo, niggas, like, you got to move on from that. You feel what I'm saying? So you got to protect your peace and be selfish. that's part of success. That's part of longevity. That's part of everything. So, and people who come
from, it's part of peace of mind.
Right, real shit. And people who come from places that we come from, it's hard to grasp that because you don't want to, you know, we got survivor's remorse. You don't want to leave people behind. You don't want to feel like you going, you experiencing things without people, but that's part of it.
Everybody
and I think if you can actually save yourself and do well for yourself, you can do so much more for other people too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important also. I can't be dragged down and then I'm no use to anybody. So as long as we're doing well and we're able to thrive, that's where how we're able to make moves to be able to help other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can't give nothing, can't give nobody nothing you ain't got.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And like I always tell people, if you want to, you know, people will ask you, can you invest in this? Can you do this? Well, show me what it is that you're bringing to the table. Do you have everything laid out? What's the plan? How would you approach an investor besides just me? But do you have everything written out? A lot of people don't even have their plan. And so it's just important for you guys, to know that, like, don't just expect somebody to give you a handout. It's so much better when you're able to work for it and put in what it is that you need to put in and then... You know, we all can succeed together.
Exactly, man.
That's the goal. Yeah.
Got to have that game
plan. We are stronger in numbers, ladies.
Well, Benny the Butcher, thanks for being an open book.
Man, I mean,
thanks for allowing us to flip through your pages.
Man, I enjoyed this.
Yeah.
You're just kicking it. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like this was a different type of interview.
You know what I mean? We just kicking it.
I feel bad because you're so lyrical and we just talked about.
Because people wanted to see this. They hear shit. They see shit like that with me all the time. They see shit like that with me all the time.
I know. But no, we do appreciate you. You really are an open book.
Yes.
And really fun to talk to. So congratulations on everything. Well deserved. Yes. I cannot believe this is like your debut, you know, because you've had so many projects out before this. To me, this is like your 20th project.
Exactly. Right. But it's like my first
debut.
With a major label. Yeah. You know
does
what
it
saying?
Feel different?
Yeah, the press run is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the labels I fuck with before distributors, but you know, Def Jam press run is crazy. They got me everywhere.
And here we are.
They ain't get me on his. I ain't come up here until I signed with Def Jam.
You could have.
Yeah, you could have.
Yeah, it was never an issue.
I had to wait till I had something to talk about. A divorce, marriage, and shit.
Okay, well, you have plenty.
Album.
He just put on Twitter, like, got married, y'all.
Like, damn,
you know what I mean? Real shit.
I like that you wear your ring.
Hell yeah.
It's icy too.
Let's see. Throw it out.
I too.
Yeah. Yep. You know how we always look at the woman's ring now. Let's look at this.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm actually not here to show her shit. You know
there
what I'm
we
saying?
There we go. Nice. We love
wear,
it.
You gotta wear your ring, fellas, man. Don't be trying to slip your shit off and put it in your pocket.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because every married man know this shit is like a magnet.
Okay, bye. Thank you so much.
Lip service.
Lip service.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.